Welcome to the Happily Hormonal podcast. Now, if you're a little iffy on whether or not the word hormonal is a good one, you're in the right place. My name is Leisha Drews, registered nurse and functional diagnostic nutrition practitioner turned holistic hormone coach. And after going through my own hormone journey and having my three babies, I actually believe that our hormones are one of the greatest gifts that we've been given as women, and that no matter what you've been told, it's possible for you to have thriving energy, good periods, and a stable mood all month long. And I am here to show you the way. I think it's time to change the narrative around words like hormones and hormonal and start to reclaim the power that we truly have as women, which is a power to change not only our own health, but the health of all of our family for generations to come. Hormone balance doesn't have to feel hard. It can actually feel simple and fun when we do it in a way that aligns with how our bodies were made. If you're ready to start trusting your body again and feeling really good in that beautiful body that you've been given, then grab yourself a yummy drink and maybe a snack and let's do this. Hey, really quick before we dive into the episode today, I wanted to check in with you. If you've been listening to the podcast, if you're really intrigued by the information and you're interested in actually taking action and getting the results that you hear me talking about, this is the time. Nourish Your Hormones is my signature course. And what most people don't realize is that it is not just a DIY online course. It's literally the exact step-by-step method that I go through with my one-on-one clients, but at a fraction of the price because you can do it on your own time. And with that being said, you also still have support and community with other women who are in the same place as you as you're going through the process. And so I would love to invite you to Nourish Your Hormones. If you're feeling like you're ready for that next step, you truly want to have better energy, you want to feel really confident in nourishing your body, and you just need someone to tell you exactly what to do, that is 100% what this course is for. And I've created it for busy mamas like you who like to listen to things as they go, like to take things at your own pace. And I assume that's why you're listening to this podcast right now while you're driving or walking or washing your dishes or folding your laundry. And the course is created exactly like that, with the steps in order that will get you the results that you want. Some of my students in the course have had things change for them in a really big way, like having their periods cut in half, noticing that their energy is so much more consistent, and really just honestly feeling like they're nourishing their bodies well for the first time ever. So those results just light me up, and there's so much more where that came from in the course. I would love to see you in there. I've created this for you. My heart is for you to feel so good and so encouraged in your body. And I love, love my course students. I love seeing them succeed. I want you to be next. So grab the link in the show notes to get more information about Nourish Your Hormones. And I cannot wait to see you inside. Welcome back to the podcast. Heather and I are excited to really talk about the metabolism today, because when we are talking about hormones over and over again, I think that the metabolism is a piece that I didn't realize was so important until, you know, in the last couple of years. And I think a lot of times it's not really on our radar. So we're going to really dive in today to not only what the metabolism is, but how to know basically how your metabolism is working for you in your body, and how to see the signs of stress on your body if your metabolism is slowed down. And then we're going to give you a few specific things that you can do to start moving in the right direction with your metabolism, and really just give you kind of the next steps and just some info under your belt today that you can start to apply this a little bit and start to just even understand for sure how your metabolism is working. And it's all stuff that you can do at home for free, which we love. So,
yes, I love it. I was the same as you, Leisha. Like, I spent a long time thinking hormones were kind of isolated from maybe just not giving metabolism the recognition that it needed when it comes to like helping my clients have hormone balance. And so what I've found since integrating more metabolic support, following some more pro-metabolic principles in my practice with my clients, is that they're still getting the same results that we were able to get before, but I'm seeing that they happen faster. We're able to track it, and we're seeing that I think things last longer. So like, they're continuing to improve long term. So I don't know if that's something you noticed, but I just kind of, when I think about, hey, what really changed when I took the focus from maybe more traditionally like hormone balance and shifted it to focusing on the metabolism, is I feel like we still saw those like cascading results a little bit easier.
Yeah, I think that that's absolutely been true for me too. And I would even say, as I shifted my focus more to nourishment, which is exactly what we're talking about today in a different way, I still have those clients come back a year later and be like, things are still good. And the one thing that I love that we're going to, you know, actually give you some steps for today is that they understand their bodies so much better, where when they come back and they're like, this is, you know, I had this like little thing come up and I know it's because of stress, or I know it's because like my period was weird this one time and it used to be weird all the time, but like, I know why now. Or, oh, I wasn't doing XYZ that was helping me so much before. And so I love that, that my long-term clients have come back and been like, they have their own troubleshooting now. And I really do think that it comes back to this focus on like understanding their bodies and understanding their metabolism and understanding how they can nourish well. And that's exactly what we're both here for, is for you to be able to start to make the changes, or like start to see the changes in your body, but then they last. And it's not just this like extra, another quick fix, 30-day thing that you tried. And then you're kind of like back in the same place a couple months later.
Yeah. Which how ironic is that? That like the way that you damage your metabolism is actually the 30-day fixes and like kind of what we've traditionally thought around metabolism. But then the way that you restore it is by taking that long-term game into perspective. And so I just think it's really ironic that that's exactly what we see.
Yeah. Yeah. So when we talk about the metabolism, the one thing that I hear so much of the time is just kind of statements like, oh, my metabolism has slowed down, so that's why I'm gaining weight, or I need to speed up my metabolism so I can lose weight. And with that being said, that is definitely a part of it, but it is just so much more than that. So we're going to start by just talking about really what the metabolism actually is and how many different things are involved, because it's not just about weight loss or weight gain by any means.
Yeah. Yeah. So you want me to go ahead and start there?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So typically when we think of metabolism, a lot of times I actually did a poll on my Instagram and was like, what do you think of? And people were like, calories in versus calories out. How are we burning fat? Weight, exactly what you were mentioning. But metabolism is actually looking at how is your body taking the food that you are eating, its fuel source, and turning it into really everything that your body does. So I think sometimes we almost disconnect a little bit of how much work our body's really doing on the inside. And metabolism is really just looking at how effectively is the body doing that work and what tools is it utilizing to do it? And are those tools being fueled? And also, what is the energy release that you're seeing on the other side? So when we think about that, it really does kind of come down to, we kind of talked about this before, you and I, of like, hey, these are kind of some of the areas that your body's doing work when it comes to metabolism. So the first would be like the breakdown of your energy source. So remember that the only thing your body perceives as energy is food. So it's food and water and drinks, like whatever's coming into your body is its only source of fuel. And so that process starts even with how things are being broken down by looking at your saliva, your microbiome in your mouth. So like even your oral bacteria influence how well your metabolism is working, how well your body's able to take what you're eating and easily convert it into energy to fuel things like your organs functioning well, like your hormones being made correctly, like you having libido and hair, like your hair growing and your nails growing and cervical mucus, your thyroid functioning well, all of these pieces. And so I'll kind of start just there with like it, the breakdown basically begins as soon as you start chewing. And then we'll go further into your entire digestive system. And so kind of the next piece we think about is how does your body detox what's not needed from your fuel source so that it can take what it does need and get rid of what it does not need. And that brings us into more of kind of this detoxing perspective. And it's not detoxing like juicing or like our traditional cleansing. It's really that every time we eat and every single day, our body is just exposed to things that aren't necessarily conducive of us feeling our best. And your body knows that. So it works, has this filter every day to kind of get rid of what's not needed. Think about like an air filter in your house with your air conditioner, right? Like it's there every day. And so I feel like you'd probably be really good to go into some of those ways that the detox organs influence our metabolism and kind of are a piece of metabolism.
Hey friends, sorry to interrupt, but I have something new and free for you, so it's going to be worth it. I just created a private pod course that is going to teach you all about how to actually balance your blood sugar for happier hormones and more stable moods and energy. And I'm giving away the first two episodes completely free. All you have to do is sign up and grab those, and you will have complete access right away. Your link is in the show notes, and I will see you in there. Yeah. So when you're having issues with your gut or with your liver, and we'll talk about those kind of separately, your gut is obviously incredibly important in being able to break down the food that you're getting in. So even if you're getting in perfect food, which neither one of us expect to be the case because you live in real life, but even if you literally were perfect in the food you were getting in, but your gut has a lot of inflammation, it has a lot of imbalances, you're not chewing your food, you're not sitting down while you're eating, you're just stressed the heck out all the time, you're not going to be processing that food very well. And so there's obviously multiple layers of that that we do dive into when we're working with our clients, and it's a little harder to like just pinpoint on a podcast. But yeah. when you have inflammation in your gut, which comes from any or all of those things, you a lot of times will not have the integrity of your gut lining that you really need to be able to absorb those nutrients well into your bloodstream. And a lot of times you can even have issues with some of those foods causing inflammation, not because there's something wrong with the food, but just because your gut is inflamed already and your body is in this reactive response. And so just focusing on the gut and thinking about how the gut affects metabolism, well, of course, it's going to affect how your body gets energy if it's directly responsible for breaking down those nutrients into micronutrient pieces that can be brought into your bloodstream and absorbed into your cells for energy. And so when we're thinking about the gut, there's a lot of pieces there. And then the liver and even some of the smaller organs that we don't think about as much, like your gallbladder and your pancreas, like all of those pieces are really important in your digestion and in detoxification as well. And so the liver plays a big role in blood sugar balance and in actually breaking down some of those nutrients as well as chemicals and different things in your environment into a water-soluble form that can be taken out of the body. Your hormones need to be broken down into those as well in the liver. And so just knowing that if your gut and or your liver are not functioning well, there are going to be signs that that's happening, but even that can slow down your metabolism some, even in the like traditional sense of like, you're not losing weight. If you're not getting the nutrients that you need, your body's always going to be in that state of feeling like it doesn't have enough, and it's not going to be feeling safe to release fat or release stored energy because it feels like it needs that. It's not getting enough. And so just realizing that each of our organs and our organ systems are working together to actually make up what we call the metabolism overall. Like it really is the picture of how your body is using and absorbing energy and then what is happening with that, which goes into like hormone production and the thyroid and the adrenals.
Yeah. And I think one thing that's really important here is that it's designed to be a flow. And so your body needs that constant input of energy, and that will allow it to have a constant output of energy. But what typically happens is we get out of balance. And so when someone's saying like, hey, I have no energy, or I have a lot of these signs that my metabolism isn't working really well, which I know we're going to talk about in just a few minutes, then I'm looking at, okay, well, does the body feel safe enough to know it's got a consistent source coming in? So I always use this example of a bank account, and you are not spending as much if your income gets cut or if someone gets fired and there's nothing coming in. And so the body works in that same way. If it doesn't feel like, hey, we've got enough coming in to put enough out, it's going to start shifting what goes out. And when we think about how your body releases energy, it does not only show up in the form of, you know, things like how well is your gut lining being produced? How well is your body releasing and regulating your temperature through you know, we look at BBTs a lot, how well are your hormones being produced? But you also have this component where the body will say like, hey, we need to adjust how every organ is functioning so that it's using as little energy as possible. And that can lead to a lot of inflammation. And we know when we think about the drivers of weight gain, a lot of times it's inflammation, it's instability in certain organs being able to do what they need. And so we have like a backup or buildup of things just not functioning in this really beautiful flow. And then something else you mentioned that I think is really important is that when it comes to the liver, I find that it's not necessarily that the liver like just starts working less accurately. It's more so that the liver itself can only do one job at a time. So if the liver's one job is regulating your blood sugar because you're not eating enough and it has to provide sugar to the brain, or if the liver's one job at that time is storing sugar because it knows it's going to have to release more later because, again, you're not eating enough, your body's not nourished well, then that's going to slow down the liver's ability to detox. So it's really only doing one of these things at a time. And it's not that it's just working ineffectively. It's more so that it's focused so much on what's priority at the time. So that's why having a really good influx of nutrients, of energy, your body operating in this flow with your metabolism is going to set you up to have better hormone production, better detoxing. I mean, less struggles with weight, more weight flexibility. And then the second thing I just thought of was like how many of my clients have issues with their gallbladder and how much that affects their hormones. That could probably be a whole separate episode for us eventually.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think just realizing like it is more complex than we think of it sometimes. It's like, oh my gut, like maybe I just have a gut issue, so I should probably take some probiotics. There's just more to it than that. And that's why it is a long-term approach and why neither one of us preach a quick fix ever, because it's taken time to get to where you are with your metabolism, with your gut, with your skin, all the things. And it's going to take time to get where you want to go. And that's I really see that as good news, because we're not telling you just take this one supplement and it'll put a Band-Aid on your problems, because sometimes those things work short term, but long term they never do. And you're just basically getting into more debt in your body, like Heather was talking about, and spending more energy than you're putting in. And over time, you know, just the more debt you go into, the harder it is to get out of. So we always love to remind you that we're just like always going to be focused on a simple, slow and steady pace so that you can get those long-term results. So when we talk about energy output, the thyroid and the adrenals are a big part of that. Mm-hmm. Do you want to go into that a little bit?
Yeah. So when we, you know, kind of setting the tone for, hey, is your body feeling safe enough to release energy? Your thyroid is really what's going to determine that. So the thyroid is saying, hey, this is the speed at which you can release energy. Or it's saying, hey, there's a lot of stress happening here. There's not a lot of safety. We don't have a lot of input. And because of that, we need to slow down how much energy we're using. So it's almost like your thyroid acts as your financial advisor at this point. He's looking at all of the signals, all of the spending, and saying, yeah, you're good to go. All organs function the best they can. Use as much energy as you need. We're good. Some is always coming in. Or your thyroid is like, whoa, everything is really limited. We aren't super safe. And that is because the thyroids will also kind of assess what needs to the thyroid. I said it plural, but the thyroid will also assess kind of what needs to be done or changed. One of the tools it uses is how much production of adrenal hormones are being used. And because the body is always going to focus on making your adrenal hormones first, they will start to take priority. So if you have a limited amount of resources, then the body is saying, hey, that's cool. You need to shut everything else down so that we have enough of what we need to fuel the adrenals. And the reason for that is because the hormones that your adrenal glands make are the same hormones that keep your heart beating. And your body will prioritize that all of the time, no matter what. And so this is some interesting things that I typically find. I'm sure you see this too, Leisha, if you ever do a Dutch test, or even when we have somebody who has had, my thyroid's working pretty slow, my female hormones are working pretty slow, we can see this entire cascade of how your body is making and breaking down your hormones and how that communication is happening And almost always, if your female hormones have taken a shift or the production of your female hormones have just really taken a drop, it's most likely because your body is prioritizing those adrenal hormones instead. And the reason it would do that is because it's getting a signal from you. Whether you realize it or not, your body is getting a signal that it needs to make more of these hormones. And so that plays a huge role in just setting the tone for how well your metabolism is going to be, how active, how fast, how safe your metabolism feels. And so it's kind of like the, you know, people call it the thermostat, but sometimes I feel like it's almost like the emergency brake. Like if your adrenals start needing a lot of resources and the body picks up on that and starts sending that message, then metabolism is going to slow down and the whole, it's kind of like all systems on board to save and conserve energy. And again, we know when that starts happening, our body starts detoxing a little bit less effectively. Our body stops converting our food in the way that we desire it to, where it's just taking what it needs and getting rid of what it doesn't. And it starts holding on to more. It starts storing more energy. Our liver starts doing a job that's a little bit different than what we want it to. And that adds up over time, essentially where we see, hey, things are really just slowed down and not functioning in that flow. And those are the symptoms we're seeing when somebody is struggling with energy and hormone imbalances, and even, you know, holding on to weight too much. So it's not that weight's not a piece of this. It's just that metabolism is so much more than calories in versus out. It's so much more than, you know, the number on the scale. It truly is. How is your body functioning overall as a whole?
Yeah, definitely. And when your body is in that stress response, a lot of the time, like where we're talking about the adrenal glands are being told they need to put out a lot of stress hormone, we do have to start to create some safety to shift out of that so that your body knows that you can prioritize things like digestion. And your body, like, will always say it's always working for you. And so exactly what Heather said, like, maybe it's not working in the way that you desire it to, where you're not gaining weight, but it is working for you because it's trying to store energy because it's being told you don't have what you need. And so I think when we can look at our bodies with a little more compassion and realize, like, it's not working against me. It's not just trying to, like, hate me or, like, I'm not doing everything wrong. Like, my body is doing its best to keep me alive. And that is actually a beautiful thing. And I also just wanted to say, you know, there's the different terms for your nervous system or for your stress response system of, like, fight or flight. The opposite of that is rest and digest. And so when you are, like, going back to digestion, when you are stressed and when you're in that stress hormone state, your body automatically slows down digestion too. And so just realizing that, like, how much it really does make a difference that you're paying attention to your stress, even though we're talking about metabolism here, and we're talking about how your body is digesting food and using nutrients, like, emotional stress or, like, that feeling in your chest of, like, tightness or in your gut of just feeling anxious, those things are actually going to slow down your metabolism in and of themselves. And so it's just worth really noting that it is important to take the whole picture into consideration.
Yeah. And how many times do we allow, like, more stress to be piled on because maybe we don't see the weight we want, or our body is missing, you know, some of those goals that we have for it. And so then we feel like our answer is to kind of stress out and to worry ourselves about how we can meal plan and how we can, you know, jump on the next whole 30 or 6 weeks of intermittent fasting or whatever it may be. And yeah, sometimes that in and of itself is causing the damage that you're, like, stressing out over having to. But mm-hmm. I think one of the things you mentioned earlier, Leisha, that is really interesting for us to kind of head to next is thinking about, you know, there's this idea that our metabolism slows down as we get older. And I think you've actually hit the nail on the head with some of the things you said earlier about, like, hey, the inflammation starts building up, the way your body's working starts slowing down, the stress kind of starts compiling on itself. And is that truly what slows down our metabolism over time versus it just being age independently?
Right. Yeah. I think this idea, I hear women say all the time, like, oh, you know, now I'm 40, so I definitely can't lose weight, or, like, I'm over 30 or I've had kids, or whatever it is that we use as kind of, like, our benchmark of we're over the hill, which is hilarious when you really think about it, right? Like, we're 30, 35, 40, we're over the hill and like there's no hope for us. No, like we're not here for that. And with that being said, like there is some truth to that as well. Not that we're over the hill, but that nothing can ever change, but there is that perception for a reason. And instead of just saying like, oh, it's just because of my age, like it's just because I've gotten older and this is where I'm stuck, I think it really is important to realize that all of the things that we've already talked about can impact your metabolism. And that's actually good news because those are things that you can start to mitigate and you can start to focus on and fuel your body in a different way. And also reducing some of those stressors and toxins, all of that can make a difference in your metabolism actually starting to move back in the direction that you would like it to move in. So several of the things that we always focus on when we're starting to help someone support their metabolism is going to be just looking at like, are you eating enough? Are you eating consistently? Next episode, we're going to dive deep into that, by the way. So that's just a little teaser right now. Basically, we're always going to look at like, where is your stress? If you're feeling stressed out all the time, that is something that we need to look at. And it doesn't mean that everything in your life needs to change or that the stress always has to change, but we need to look at how you're handling it and basically like processing it, because that can make a big difference. We're also going to be looking at how much inflammation is coming in. So are there a lot of toxins in your environment? And even specifically like a lot of vegetable oils and processed foods and those type of things, all of those are going to slow your metabolism. And it's not going to be fixed by just doing a bunch of shakes or like a juice cleanse. We need real food and we need to be fueling consistently. So I just wanted to mention that piece, that this is no matter really what age you are, this is something that you can see improvement in, whether it's ever back to where you were 18 or not. I can't promise that. But with that being said, like there is so much hope and there is just a lot that we don't need to blame on age and just give up, basically.
One of the things I think we even like possibly could have hit on even more at the beginning is that the best part about all of this is that your metabolism is adaptable. Everything that we've mentioned that has to do with your metabolism are all things that can be altered. You can alter the microbiome. You can alter the pH of your gut. You can change your liver's ability to detox well. You can give your body the energy it needs to change how all of your organs function and decrease inflammation. The cool thing is that I think when it comes to metabolism, sometimes because it gets lumped in with like weight, in some of these changes we desire, it can feel really emotional, but it does work. I think I say this every episode, very similar to like a keyboard. You press the letter K shows up on the screen. If something is out of balance here, it is because there's been a signal for it. And if you change the signal, you will see a change in the patterns, which means with consistency, you will see a change in how you feel. And you can see things really just be different for you. And it feels emotional, but sometimes if you just for a few minutes, imagine that emotional piece being removed a little bit and think of it more objectively as like, okay, A equals B, right? Like that is how my body operates. Then your body's going to respond in that way. A lot of times it is truly just us again, like the reason Leisha has this podcast, the reason that I share with my women what I do and we build these communities is because I think women really need to understand that like, it takes a little bit of unlearning of what we've always thought and learned about our bodies. And it's really easy to feel those emotions come up when we're stuck in confusion and we don't have answers and we just haven't been appropriately educated on what we need to be able to change some of these pieces. But just like anything, you know, we talked a little bit about finances, parenting, like whatever it may be, it's kind of like this universal principle that when you can feel clear and confident and understand the process of what you're trying to achieve, it can feel a little bit more objective, a little bit more hopeful, and we can kind of separate some of those deep-rooted emotions by having that new level of knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So let's just do a quick little check-in for you when you're listening and figure out, like, is your metabolism in a place that you want it to be or not? So a few of the things that we always look at, and we've already kind of hit on this, so this will be a little bit of a recap, but a few of the things that we always look at are like, how's your energy? That's one of my first questions all the time, because energy is often a very direct reflection of, are you getting what you need in your body?
Yeah.
And is your body using it? And so if your energy if you have energy slumps in the morning or in the afternoon, or you notice that you're just tired all the time and you're just like not able to really keep up with your energy the way that you maybe have been in the past, or you're just noticing like your energy is not where you would like it to be, that can be a sign that your metabolism is needing support. We talked about libido. Libido is a sign that your metabolism is not really where you would like it to be if your libido is low, because libido is in essence a sign of an overflow of energy in the body. Because again, your body is working for you and it knows that if you don't have what you need, you're not ready to make a baby. And so that having a healthy libido is a great sign of a good metabolism. There's obviously more to it than that as well, but just kind of a baseline there. Having good hair growth and nail growth is a sign that your metabolism is healthy. A couple other things though that are a little bit deeper are also even like having healthy digestion. So if you're constipated a lot, if you have dry skin, those are signs that your metabolism can be slowed. And then also thinking about like if your hands and feet are cold a lot. I know we're kind of at the end of the summer right now, so maybe you don't notice it as much, but as it starts to get more chilly, notice if your hands and feet are warm or cold, or if you're like, I'm always cold, I have to wear socks all the time, I have to wear a sweatshirt when other people don't. That's usually a sign that you're not getting the energy that you need. And so one of our favorite ways to just do a quick check-in with your metabolism is to do temperatures and pulses. And so we've mentioned BBTs before, and those are basal body temperatures. And I'm going to let Heather kind of talk about how to do that and how to know what you're looking for.
Yeah. So we look at basal body temps because they can just be kind of this baseline indicator of how well your body is putting out heat. So your metabolism's number one job is going to be to regulate your body temperature. And so you can see, hey, how fueled and kind of how well equipped is my metabolism right now? And how, you know, has my metabolism patterned itself over time? We can see all of this just by doing some check-ins with basal body temps. So when I teach my clients about utilizing basal body temps, I tell them like, hey, it doesn't have to be rigid. It doesn't have to be what you may have heard that you have to do it now until forever. And you have to wake up at 5 a.m. every single morning to get it. You can do it loosely. You can do it in a relaxed way. It's just understanding kind of what you're looking for and collecting this data on yourself. And a lot of times I encourage people to do it for like a month or so without judgment. So just pull the temps and see what they look like. Get a good month worth of these temperatures. And then you're going to be able to kind of go through and look and pull some assessments from that pattern your body's in. And again, the cool thing is that your body follows patterns based off of the signals it's been given. You can change the signals, you'll see a change in the patterns. And so that being said, basal body temps, you do want to utilize the reason they're called that is because they're looking at your body temp at its lowest point, which traditionally is around like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. However, if you're consistent at waking up at like 6 or 7, that's totally cool. Just take your temp at 6 or 7. There are some adjustments you can make if you wake up at different times on different days and that type of thing, but you're really looking to see, hey, is my body operating more accurately around the 97.5 and above kind of temperature range? That's really what we're looking for. And I found that a lot of clients that are experiencing hormone imbalances, that are struggling with weight gain, that are struggling with energy, are truly operating in around like the 96, 95 range. And that's just a sign right there, like, hey, your body doesn't feel safe enough to release heat, to release energy in the form of heat, because that's really all our body heat is. And so it's just conserving. Your body's in a mode where it is really just conserving things instead. And that's kind of where I encourage people, hey, this is your first spot for us to hone in on, because yeah, you're going to have to be consistent for a couple months. Because again, remember, your body follows patterns. But if you can consistently give your metabolism more of what it needs, you're going to see those body temps go up. And that's going to be one of the first places that you'll be able to see it in terms of considering how your metabolism and your hormones are working together as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then taking your pulse is also important. And so you can do that at the same time right away in the morning. And we'd love to see your pulse like definitely in the mid 70s to mid 80s, ideally. A lot of times when you're resting, it's not going to be necessarily that high, but I think it's really important to just see where it is. And you can start to use that information to figure out, you know, where to start or where to keep going if you've already, you know, started this path. And another thing that we recommend some of the time is actually taking your temperatures a couple times throughout the day as well, and just see what they are. Often somewhere around like 30 to 45 minutes after a meal is a good time to take a temperature and a pulse. And once you know kind of what your morning temperature is and you start to see a pattern of, you know, around mid-morning, my temperature might be, you know, 98 most of the time. Sometimes you can start to tell whether or not certain foods or certain, and it's not just foods, by the way, but maybe certain like macronutrient balances are working for you. And so you can kind of start to see which meals are feeling like they're fueling your body and are getting your temp and your pulse to a higher point, and which ones are maybe not doing that and are showing more of a stress response with more of a depressed temperature and pulse. So there's definitely a lot more to this. And Heather and I both have ways that we can support you. Heather has a mini hormone reset coming up in the middle of October. And I have a couple of one-on-one spots left for each of the last few months of this year. If you're listening and you're like, okay, I need someone to do this with me, that's exactly what we do. And, you know, this podcast is meant to really get you started and get you some of the basics so that you can even realize like where you need to go next. So we just wanted to encourage you with this episode that not only is the metabolism so much more than just weight loss and so much more than just, you know, you're over 30, so you're screwed, basically, but that when you start to have knowledge about your body, you're going to be able to have such incredible results, honestly, because you start to know what you actually need. And so we're just really, really happy that we can talk and equip you with that. And we're excited to dive in next week to some of the how-tos of fueling your metabolism with food. So we'll see you then. Thank you so much for spending your time with me today, for listening, and I hope that you were encouraged and learned something new. If you enjoyed this podcast, would you be willing to share it with a friend and to leave us a review? I believe that every woman deserves to understand her body and feel great in it, and you can help me in this mission by sharing the podcast. If you're also feeling like you're ready for the next step and you're really ready to dive in your hormone journey, my course, Nourish Your Hormones, is created specifically for you. It's a step-by-step blueprint to increase your metabolism, restore energy, and have better periods and mood every single month. I would love to connect with you, so come over and join me on my Instagram page at Leisha Drews and send me a message if you have questions or just want to tell me something that you enjoyed about this episode. I can't wait to meet you.